Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Chav Gimel. We are holding on daf Chav Beis and Beis. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. It's a long Mishnah that goes well into daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously L'Zecher Nishmas Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit Zichrona Levracha, and also by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Chav Beis and Beis. The Mishnah is going to put together, as the last Mishnah, the fifth parak, a number of the things that we've learned and just come up with different cases. Meaning, we're going to talk about chaticha, chas mishtei chatichos, when you're dealing with mi'ila and chatas and chelev and nosar and all these different isurim, and what happens if one person eats both chatichos, one after the other, what happens if two different people eat both chatichos, can they join together in karbanos? And it's just going to be case after case of those kinds of permutations, and the Gemara is just going to explain what the basic shitos are in the Mishnah, and we're going to get into the issue very briefly about Isser Chalal Isser based on our discussion in the Mishnah, and then that will take us all the way to the end of the parak, and then the Mishnah in the beginning of the next parak is going to discuss what happens if a person was chayv to bring an Ashem Talui, and sometime in the process of bringing the Ashem Talui, he realizes that he didn't do the Avera. We've spoken a little bit about if he realizes that he did do the Avera, where he's then chayv a Karban Chatas, what happens if in the middle of the process he realizes that he didn't do the Avera? And once we're talking about that, the Mishnah is going to talk about other Chiyuvim that relate to Behemos, and what the Halacha is if it becomes clear at some point before the Chiyuv is fulfilled that the Chiyuv doesn't need to be fulfilled, that whatever Chiyuv it is not really applicable in that case. So says the Mishnah. So first a little bit of background. The Veresha of the Mishnah doesn't seem to really be related to the rest of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first gives one case that talks about another din of related to the klal that we had previously, that the same min that you would bring an Ashem Vaday from, you also bring an Ashem Talui from. So that's just going to be the first line of the Mishnah. Then everything else in the Mishnah is going to be, as we discussed, different cases where one person eats two pieces, one of them is this and one of them is that. Two people eat the two pieces. But the first case of the Mishnah requires a little bit of background, and that is that if a woman gives birth or has a miscarriage, she has to bring two different karbanos, one chatos and one ola. But if she's mapil a vlad that doesn't have a dumus adam, that doesn't have a human form, then she's pater. But if she has a safek, what she was mapil, then she brings these karbanos misafek. But the ola, you can actually make a tenai that if I'm chayiv in the ola sioledes, good, this is my ola sioledes. And if I'm not chayiv, then it should be an olas nedava. And in either case, it's necheles lekohanim, either betaras chova or betaras nedava. But the chatas, she's not able to make such a tenai because a chatas cannot be brought by nedava. So she still brings the chatas because she's not going to be able to eat kachim unless she brings the chatas. So she still brings it. So it's an unusual thing. Normally, when you have a safek chatas, you don't bring the chatas. But over here, she needs the chatas in order to be able to eat kachim. So she still brings the chatas, but it's not necheles lekohanim, because it has a malika that's done on it, and a malika, if you're not chayiv in it, if you're not chayiv, if it's not really a karban, we'll turn it into a nevela. So if she's not chayiv in it, it's chul, and the malika would make it a nevela. So that's why the kohanim don't get to eat it. So now says the Mishnah case number one: Heisha sheivia chatas ha'of. If a woman brings a chatas ha'of on a nefel that she's not sure if the vlad had a tsuras adam or not, so she's not sure if she's chayiv in this chatas ha'of. If before the malika was done, she comes to the realization that her vlad is definitely a real vlad that has tzuras adam, that's mechayiv for a karban, tasen vaday. Then she should bring the karban b'toras vaday. It will get eaten by kohanim. It should be a regular karban chatas for aviyaladas. Shemi min she mevia alhoda mevia alohoda, because the same min that she would bring for a chiv of an absolute leida, the same min is what she would bring when she has a safek leida. So mele, before the akravas karban, you could change it from a safek to a vaday. So that halach is only brought agav what we mentioned before, that mimin that you bring the ashem talo, you also bring the ashem vaday. So we mentioned this din by a chatas as well, that in the one case where you bring a chatas ala safek, right, by a chatas yoledes, where she needs it for her to be able to eat kachim, she needs it for her kapara. So in the one case where you bring a chatas ala safek, we also have the same rule, that the same chatas that you bring ala vaday is the chatas that you bring ala safek. Period. Now we move on to different cases involving two pieces of meat, one person eating one of the pieces of meat, one person eating both of the pieces of meat, or two different people eating the two pieces of meat. So case number one, chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel hegdish. If you have two pieces of meat, one of them is chulin and one of them is hegdish. So we said, hegdish you violate mi'ila on. We had a machlokas, whether there's an asham talui on mi'ila, because mi'ila, if you know for sure that you did it, it's an asham vada, it's not a chatas. So achal achas mehen, and you ate one of these pieces of meat, ven yodeas ven achal, you have no idea which one you ate, potter. You don't have to bring an asham tali, that's the sheet of the chacham, that asham tali doesn't come for, you don't bring an asham tali for a safek mi'ila, because a vada mi'ila is an asham, it's not a chatas, so a safek mi'ila doesn't get an asham tali. But Rabbi Akiva, mechayev asham tali, Rabbi Akiva says you do bring an asham tali, because that's Rabbi Akiva's sheet, that when you bring an asham vada for mi'ila, so when you're mesupak about mi'ila, you bring an asham tali. Achalas hashniyah, if you then eat the second piece of meat as well, so now you know for sure that you ate the piece that was hegdish, maybe asham vaday. Then you bring an asham vaday, because now you know for sure that you ate hegdish, even though you don't know which of the shtei chatichos was hegdish, but you're absolutely certain that it was hegdish. But if it wasn't one person that ate both of them, rather, achal echadas rishona, uba acher va'achalas hashniyah, Reuven ate one piece, Shimon ate another piece, we don't know which guy ate the hektish piece and which guy just ate a regular piece of chulin meat. Zem may be Yashem Talui, Zem may be Yashem Talui. Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that you're chayiv and Yashem Talui even for a mi'ila, for a safek mi'ila, would say each of these guys now has a safek mi'ila, so each of these guys now has to bring an Yashem Talui. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shneim v'in Yashem Echad. Now, collectively, they violated the Yisra of mi'ila. Between the two of them, someone violated the Yisra of mi'ila, so they together bring one asham vaday, and they make a tanai with each other that the one that's not chayiv the karban is mochel his chelik in the karban to the other guy, and it turns out that the entire karban belongs to the guy who's chayiv the karban. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says ein shnayim vin asham echad, that you can't have two people bringing an asham echad, you can't make a tanai by karbanos. So you either you're pater from bringing an asham talui like the Tanakama, or you bring, each guy brings an asham talui like Rabbi Akiva, because each guy doesn't know, they might have violated the mi'ila. So that is case number one, where the two pieces of meat, one of them was chulin and one of them was kodesh, right? Now case number two, what if you have two pieces of meat, chatichas chelev v'chatichas chulin, still one of them is chulin, so one of them is just a regular piece of meat, the other one is something that's chelev, so it's something that you would normally be chayev echatas for eating. So in such a case, when you have a suffix, whether you ate chelev or not, so that's for sure Ashim Talui territory. That's what Ashim Talui is for. So let's see. Achal achas men v'nirei ez men achal, maybe Ashim Talui. If you ate one of them, you don't know which one you ate, of course you bring in Ashim Talui. That's exactly the case in the Torah of Ashim Talui, because this is something that you're chayiv al shigas achatos, al mezid kares, so suffix and a suffix aver, that you're chayiv al shigas achatos, you bring in Ashim Talui. If after you ate the first piece, achalas hashniya, you ate the second piece as well, now you know that you ate the piece that's chelev, maybe chatas. Now you're going to have to bring a chatas, because now you know for sure that you violated something that you chayev a chatas in. If one guy eats the first piece and the other guy, Reuven eats first piece, Shimon eats the second piece, so zem may be Yashem Talui, zem may be Yashem Talui. Each of them is chayiv in an Yashem Talui. It's a question whether we should be gores, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the Shittim Bet says, has this girsa, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Problem is that since according to Rabbi Akiva, making a tanai by Karbanos works, why does each one have to bring an Asham Tali on their own? Let them both bring one Asham together and make a tanai between them, that the one who's chayiv will be Zochabo and will be Mischaper. So there's a big discussion whether we should attach this to Rabbi Akiva. But anyway, somebody says, Zemei Vyashem Tali, Zemei Vyashem Tali. Since each of them are Masupak, that maybe they violated Chelev, each of them them brings an Ashram Tadli. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shneim Avin Chatos Achas. No, they should both bring one carbon Chatos, because between the two of them, there's a Vaday Achilas Chelev. For Achilas Chelev, you Chayevei Chatos. So between the two of them, they could bring one carbon and make the Tanai that the carbon will belong entirely to whichever guy is the one that really ate the Chelev. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Shneim Avin Chatos Achas. No, you can't have two people bringing one Chatos. You can't make a Tanai on Karbanos. And the Gemara will explain that according to Rabbi Yossi, each one brings an Ashram Talui, meaning like the Tanakama, because you can't join together to make a Tanai in the Karban. Okay, now Mishnah comes up with a third case. So, Chatichas Chelev, the Chatichas Kodesh. What if it's not, up until now, one of the Chatichas has been totally benign, right? One of the Chatichas is just a regular Chatichas Chulin. And the other one, in the first case was Kodesh, in the second case was Chelev. What if now we combine the two cases? We have no Chaticha that's benign, you have Chelev, and you have Kodesh. You have one that's a classic Ashram Talui situation, a Chatos B'Shogig situation, and one that you chayv an Ashram when you did it B'Vadai. So Kodesh, where it's Mi'ila, you chayv an Ashram. So according to Rabbi Akiva, for Kodesh itself, you chayv an Ashram Talui B'Sveiko, and according to the Chum, you're Potter. So Achal Achas Mehen, you ate one of these, so you don't know whether you ate the Chelev, whether you ate the Kodesh. Then you say, as a man achal, maybe Ashram Talui. You bring an Ashram Talui because you might have eaten Chelev, and that everyone agrees you bring an Ashram Talui. V'achal achal asashniya, if you then go and eat the second piece, maybe Chatas v'Ashram Vadai. Then you bring definitely a Chatas for the Chelev and an Ashram Vadai for the Mi'ila, because for the Kodesh. But achal echal asarishona, uba acher v'achal asashniya, if one guy ate the first piece and another guy ate the second piece, Zem may be Ashram Talui, Zem may be Ashram Talui. That each one is going to bring an Ashram Talui for the Chelev, because each one might have eaten the Chelev. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shneim Avin Chatos V'Ashram. They don't have to both bring an Ashram Talui, because they violated together an Isser that's Mechayev Chatos and an Isser that's Mechayev and Ashram Vadai. So since you can make a Tanai with these Karbanos, they both bring a Chatos and an Ashram, and they make a Tanai that the Chatos will belong to the one of us that ate Chelev, and the Ashram will belong to the one of us that ate Kodesh. And you can get away with that, and that way they'll cover all their bases. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Shnayim Avin Chatos Ashram Echad. No, you can't make Tanais in Karbanos, and therefore each of them is going to have to bring an Ashram Talui, like a person who doesn't know if he ate Chelev or he ate Kodesh, because each one individually has to look at his situation. You don't look at them collectively as a unit. That's going to be Rabbi Yossi's consistent shita throughout the Mishnah. Each of them looks at them their own situation individually, and each one says, I don't know if I ate Chelev or not, so if I don't know if I ate Chelev or not, so I bring a Chatos. I bring an Ashram Talui, rather, because it's something that Yechayev Alvado'o Chatos. Good, so now the Mishnah comes on to case number four. What if you have Chatichas Chelev, Chatichas Chelev Kodesh? You have, we've gone from one of them being somewhat problematic and the other one being benign, to both of them being equally, it's both of them being problematic but in different ways. Now we have, they're both very problematic, one of them is doubly problematic, right? So you have a Chatichas Chelev and another one that's a Chatichas Chelev that's also Kodesh. So it has both, where you should be chayev both a Chatos for the Chelev and an Asher Me'ila for the Kodesh element of it on that one Chaticha. So if you ate one of these Chatichos, you don't know which one. Well, for sure, maybe Chatos, because they're both Chelev. So you're definitely going to have to bring a carbon Chatos. But you don't bring an Ashram on the Kodesh, because the Ashram Talui is not Baal Safik Me'ila, according to the Chachamim, right? The Chachamim hold that there's no Ashram Talui on a Safik Me'ila. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af Ashram Talui. Rabbi Akiva says you bring an Ashram Talui on the Safik Me'ila as well, because it could be that you ate the Chelev Shel Kodesh. And this is Rabbi Akiva L'Shitaso, of course, again, that on a Safik Me'ila, you bring an Ashram Talui. Achlas Ashniya, if you then ate the second one, that's Chelev, so maybe Shnei Chataos. Now you're going to have to bring two Chataos, because you ate two pieces of Chelev, V'Ashram Vadai, and you're going to have to bring an Ashram Vadai, because you also ate something that is Kodesh, so you violated Me'ila. Ochal echodes rishono uba acher vachlas hashniya. If one guy ate the first one, another guy came along and ate the second one. Zeme vichatos, zeme vichatos. So at the baseline, they're both chayiv to bring a carbon chatos because each of them definitely ate chaylev. Rabbi Akiva Omer zev zeme vin ashram tali. Rabbi Akiva says each of them brings an ashram tali because of the suffix meila as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer zeme vichatos, zeme vichatos. Ushneim vin ashram echad. Each one brings a carbon chatos because each one violates. But as far as the Asham is concerned, don't make it an Asham Talui. Don't say that they're both together, collectively, they definitely ate the Kodesh, and therefore together they should make it tonight and bring an Asham Vadai. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Shem V'in Asham Echad. No, you can't bring an Asham as a team. Rather, according to Rabbi Akiva, each one will bring an Asham Talui because it's Safik Mi'ila. And according to the Chamim, no one brings an Asham Talui because it's Safik Mi'ila, there's no Asham Talui. According to the Chamim. Okay, so now we're going to discuss case number 5 of the Mishnah. Chatichas chelev v'chatichas chelev nosar. So now this is different. They're both problematic. One of them is super problematic, but the second problem is yet another chiyuv chatas. Meaning the second problem is not kodesh mi'ila, which is chiyuv asham, where you have the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham al sfeiko whether you bring an asham tali. The second problem is nosar, which is a separate chiyuv chatas. So achlachas men ven yodeyas men achal. If you ate one of these chatichos and you don't know which one you ate, so you don't know if you violated one chatos or two chataos, so maybe chatos. You bring chatos for the chaylev that you definitely ate, va'asham talui. Now, I don't know if I'm chayiv a second chatos, so that's what asham talui is all about. I don't know if I violated an osir, so I bring an asham talui. Achalas hashniya, now you eat the second piece, maybe shalosh chatos. Now you know you're chayiv three chatos, two isurim of chaylev, one isur of a nosar. Achalas rishonu uba acher va'achalas hashniya. One guy, Reuven, eats the one piece, and then Shimon comes and eats the other piece. Ze mevi chatos v'asham talui. Ze mevi chatos v'asham talui. Each of them brings a chatos because each of them knows for sure that they ate chelev, and each of them brings an asham talui because each of them is mesupak whether they also ate nosar. Rabbi Shimon Omer ze mevi chatos u'shneim mevin chatos achas. Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso. Everything continues to work out l'shitaso, and there's nothing really complicated about this Mishnah once you know what everyone holds in principle. So Rabbi Shimon L'shitasel says each guy brings a chatas vaday that because each one knows for sure they ate chelev, and together they bring another chatas because together between them they also ate nosar, and they make that tonight. Whoever ate the nosar, that's who the chatas belongs to. And Rabbi Yossi Omer kol chatas shibal chet ain shaim vinosa. No, when you have a chatas shibal chet, you can't have two people bringing the carbon chatas al yaday tonight, and rather each one brings a carbon chatas for the achilas chelev that they definitely did, and each one brings an Asham Talui because each one is not sure whether they're chayiv a second chatas. So it's interesting the expression kol chatas shehi baal chet. So the idea is that a chatos ha'of that a yoledis brings, which is not baal chet, is only baal ha'chshira le'achol b'kachim, even according to Rabbi Yossi, could be brought b'shutfus. That we learned back on Dav Zayin Beis, that Rabbi Yossi is moda in such a case, and the reason he's moda, the Gemara explains, is that the reason you need a yediya is because the pasuk says o hoda ilav chatoso. So that's only by a karban that's baal chet, but a karban Yoledus, which she didn't do any Aveira, it's only to be matir her to eat kachim. There's no need for yediyah of who exactly it's being mechaper for. So if you have two women, one of them is the Yoledus, collectively even Rabbi Yossi would agree they're allowed to bring the chatos of a Yoledus. You don't need a yediyah exactly for whom it is being mechaper. Okay, says the Gemara. We had said in the Mishnah, if you have chatichas chelev and chatichas chulin, one guy ate the one of them, another guy ate the other one, so each of them brings an Asham Talui. Rabbi Shimon holds, no, together they should bring a Karban Chatos. And Rabbi says, no, together, nobody brings a Karban Chatos together. When it's a Chatos HaBa'al HaChet, you can't bring a Karban Chatos together. So it sounds like there are three different Shitos just from the presentation of the Mishnah. It's just hard to figure out what the three Shitos are, because the first Shita and the third Shita seem very similar. Similarly, Rav Nachman, the Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, chatasudla maisu shnehem, ha'ashem tali maisu shnehem. It sounds that they don't both bring one chatas, because a chatas cannot be brought al tanai. But they both are chayiv to bring an ashem tali, because each of them is mesupak, whether he ate chaylev or not. So hainu tanakama. It's exactly what the tanakama said, that since each of them is mesupak, whether he ate the chaylev, whether he ate the chulin, each of them brings an ashem tali. So what is going on in the Mishnah? It doesn't sound like it's the third shita. V'chitema chaticha mishtei chaticha zegabinayu. Maybe you're going to tell me that the machlokes between tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a chiyuv of an ashem tali only when you had chaticha in front of you. You had two chatichos in front of you and you ate one of them. And Mimela, in the case of the Mishnah, the second guy ate the only piece that was left. He didn't have shtei chatichos, and the second guy would not be chayiv in an ashram talui. Whereas the Tanakama holds, no, you don't need chatichachos mishtei chatichos. And Mimela, both of them are chayiv in ashram talui, and that's the difference between them. Vatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, zemei v'yashram talui, zemei v'yashram talui. Can't say that, because the Braisa elaborates on Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't just say ein shnayim mevin chatas echas. He also says what they do bring, and he says each of them brings an ashram talui, even the second guy. So Rabbi Yossi is vaiter saying exactly the same thing as the Tanakama, that they're both bringing an ashram talui. So Amalei hakam ashmalan deman Tanakama Rabbi Yossi. There aren't three shitos. There are two shitos. There's Rabbi Yossi, and there is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama is just a reflection of Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Okay, then the Mishnah said Chatichas Chelev Chatichas Kodesh. Case number two of the Mishnah, whereas you had a piece of Chelev and a piece of Kodesh. Chatichas Chelev Chatichas Chelev Kodesh. Case number three was you had one piece of Chelev and another piece that was also Chelev, but on top of being Chelev was Kodesh as well. And case number four, Chatichas Chelev Chatichas Chelev Nosar. So if you one of them you don't know which one you ate, you bring a chatas and an ashram tali. You eat the second one, you bring three chatos. In that case of chatichas chelev and chatichas chelev nosar. So amrle Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav says Rav Nachman, in a case where you ate the regular chelev and also the chelev nosar, v'leisinami ashram vaday denosar to kodeshu. In addition to the three chatos for eating chelev nosar, you should also be chayiv an asham, because nosar is also kodesh. So nosar, that one piece that was chelev nosar, should actually have three isurim on it: chelev, nosar, and meila. So why aren't you chayev the asham for eating the nosar, which has kedusha? I'm like, that's by shavapruta. Meila is only when you eat something that's worth a shavapruta, or your nana shavapruta's worth. We're assuming that this chelev of nosar is worth less than a shavapruta. What do you mean? We're assuming it's worth less than a shavapruta. Vameikara di ispe shavapruta askinon tiksani asham vaday. Earlier in the Mishnah, we were assuming that we're dealing with something that is worth a shavapruta, because we said if you ate a chaticha from the kodesh, you're chayiv nashem vaday, right? So meaning that we had a case where you have one chaticha of chulin and one chaticha of kodesh, right? And if you ate them both, you know for sure you ate kodesh, you're chayiv nashem vaday. But I thought we're talking about things that aren't worth a shavapruta. You shouldn't be chayiv nashem vaday. So which is it? Are we dealing with pieces of meat that are worth a shavapruta or not? Samalei, hey chaticha de lo nosar havia, shavapruta. When you're dealing with a fresh piece of meat, the natural assumption is that it's worth a pruta. When you're dealing with an old piece of meat, the natural assumption is that it's not worth a shavapruta. Meaning, the Mishnah is consistent. We're dealing with, a bite of meat, a kazayas of meat. So when you're dealing with fresh meat, a kazayas is worth a pruta. When you're dealing with old meat, it's not worth a pruta. And nosar, by definition, is old meat. They didn't have refrigeration. So they had that meat that was shechted, and it's now past the time that it's supposed to be eaten as a karban. So by definition, it's old meat, and therefore it's natural to assume that it's worth less than a pruta. Is that the assumption of all Mishnayos, that nosar is worth less than a shavapruta? We have the Mishnah way back in Daf Yud Gimel that discussed how you could have one achila and be chayiv four chataos and one asham for eating just one thing. And it says among the isurim that you violated is nosar v'katani maybe arba chataos v'asham echad. So the asham that you're bringing in that case is an asham me'ilos for eating basar kodesh. So you see see that even Noser is worth a Shavu Pruta and Yechayiv for an Asher Me'ilos for it. So how come in our Mishnah all of a sudden we're assuming it's not worth a Shavu Pruta? Amle Hayhi Begasa Vayhi Bedaka. No, there's a difference. In the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah was talking about a Gasa, which the way Rashi understands it means you ate a lot of meat and therefore it's a Shavu Pruta even though it's old. And our Mishnah is assuming Bedaka, which means you ate very little meat. And therefore, since you ate such a small quantity of it, it's not worth a Shavu Pruta. That's how Rashi explains. That is a little bit dachuk in terms of the way the words Gasa and Daka are used throughout Gantz Shas. Gasa and Daka are, let's say, Achila Gasa, for example, is used in the context of eating gluttonously, right? But Daka, we don't often have as eating less, right? Gasa and daka normally refers to the size of an animal, that a behema gasa versus a behema daka. So that's what Rosh Hash says. Rosh Hash says that gasa means a behema gasa, but the mitzias is that the basar of a behema gasa doesn't get ruined as quickly, whereas the basar of a behema daka, just being a couple of days old, it likely has dipped below a shavu pruta, unlike how Rashi explains. So another possibility says, you know, in the wintertime, it's cool. It's cooler out, so it's like having natural refrigeration. The meat's not going to be worth less than a Shavu Pruta a couple of days later. But in the summertime, where it's very hot out, so they will be worth less than a Shavu Pruta. Our Mishnah must be talking about in the summertime. Good. Then the Mishnah spoke about a case, Achal Echad Asarishona, where you had a Chaticha of Chelev and a Chaticha of Nosar. One guy ate one of them, another guy ate the other one. So Zeh Mevi, each one brings a Chatas and a Nashim Talui. And Rabbi Shimon says, Zeh Mevi Chatas, Zeh Mevi Chatas, and together they bring a third Chatas, because each of them knows for sure that they ate Chelev, and there's each one is Mesupuk, whether they also ate Nosar. So Rabbi Shimon holds, you could do these things all tonight, they should get together and bring a third Chatas for the collective violation of the Nosar. So says Gemara, Amli Rav Lev Nachman Umiyam Rabbi Shimon Isser Chal Lisser. Wait a second, and does Rabbi Shimon hold that a second Isser could be Chal on a Chaticha that's already Aser, and the Isser of Nosar could be Chal on Chelev? Vatanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hochel Nevela B'Yom Kippurim Pater. Rabbi Shimon holds that if you eat Nevela and Yom Kippurim, you're not Chayif for Yom Kippur, because the Isser of Yom Kippur cannot be Chal on the already existing Isser of Nevela. So you're only Chayif for Nevela. So over here also, Rabbi Shimon shouldn't say that one of them violated an Isser of Nosar. No, they both violated an Isser of Chelev. So Mela, there was no room for the Isser of Nosar to be Chal if Rabbi Shimon is really Lishitaso. So Amar Rav Sheshes prayed Ravidi, going to Achal Kul. No, the case is you ate the kidney with a kazayas of the chalev that's on it. So for the chalev, you're chayev a chatas. For the kidney, which is nosar, you're chayev an additional chatas. The kidney isn't chalev, and the chalev isn't nosar, right? So it's, I mean, the chalev is nosar, but it doesn't take on the isra of nosar because it's already asr as chalev. So you actually have two separate kazayasim over here that you're looking at for these two separate isurim. So, frankly, Gemara, v'kulya b'chalba nami, hakayal. Even if you ate the chalev together with the kidney was asr because it was already brought on the mizbeach to be hukrav. So how could the isr nosar be chal on that which was already hukrav on the mizbeach? The chitay misrilu the Rabbi Shimon de nosar isr chamerhu the chayel al isr kal da olin. Maybe you're going to say that Rabbi Shimon is moda that an isr chamer could be chal on an isr kal, and the isr of nosar is a chiv kares is more chamer than the isr of eating that which was already ola on the mizbeach, which is only a lo sase, but you can't say that because vanevela de iser kalhu v'yom kippurim de iser chamorhu lo kasiyus v'yom kippurim de chamor v'chayla nevela de kalhu. The whole way we knew that Rabbi Shimon holds that you can't say iser chalal iser, that one iser is not chal another iser, is from nevela and yom kippurim. We said you're not in violation of yom kippurim when you need nevela and yom kippur. Why? Because it already had the iser nevela. Well, klapa yom kippurim nevela is an iser kal. Nevela is only a lav. Yom kippurim is an iser kal. And you still see old Zayna Isser Chal Isser. Ella Bekachim Gali Rachmana Das Yisr Chal Isser. What you have to say is that according to Rabbi Shimon, an Isser Chamer is not Chal on an Isser Klal, but we have a specific Gilui in the Pasuk. By Kachim, we're going to say Isser Chal Isser. So even if you're generally of the mindset that an Isser Chal Isser, there's an exception when it comes to Kachim. Where do we find that the Pasuk makes such an exception? Ditanya, because the Brisa Darshan says follows. Asher La Hashem. The Pasuk says, shartochal basam mizevach hashlamim asher laHashem v'tamas olav v'nuchsan nefshi mayimeha. That if a person who's tamei eats kodesh, then he's going to be chayiv karis. So asher laHashem l'rabul says emurim. That includes the emurim that are burnt on the mizbeach, like the chaylev, the aliyah. That if you eat the emurim b'tuma, you're chayiv karis. The emurim koy alayu b'israelim l'chora. The emurim they already have the isra of olim because you can't eat that which is all on the mizbeach. The chaylev and the chaylev in the emurim koy alayu b'isra karis. They already have the isra of karis. The kasi isra to mechayil alay. And still you see the pasuk specifically says that you violate the isra of eating them b'tuma, even though they're anyway asr to eat. Even if you're a tar, they were asr to eat. So you violated the additional isr of eating them b'tuma. Oh, so you see that when it comes to kodesh, isr chalal isr. And says Gemara, teda shekenu, I'll bring you a raya that everybody holds. Even if you normally hold ein isr chalal isr, everybody holds that by kodesh, isr is going to be chalal isr. The Rebbe svirale isr chal al isr. Rebbe generally holds everywhere that isr chal isr. Vani mili b'isr chamar al isr kal. But only when the second isr is more chamur and the first isr is more kal. Aval isr kal al isr chamur lo. Rebbe would hold that an isr kal cannot be chal on an isr chamur. And nevertheless, ubekachim shaminile the isr kal chal al isr chamur nami chayil. By kachim, Rebbe says that even an isr kal could be chal on an isr chamur. The isr meila kalhu, because an isr meila is considered kal, because when you do it b'mezid, it's misa. You chayv misa b'dei shemayim, and you don't have to bring a chatos if you do b'shogeg. The isr kodshim isr chamur. The isr of kodshim is an isr chamur because it's kares. You violate the chi of kares. What do you mean isr kodshim? So the gemara is going to explain it really means chaylev. That the isr of chaylev is something that you chayv kares for. So it's an isr chamur. Va'asi isr misa. And yet Rebbe, who generally holds that a lesser Isser cannot be chal on a greater Isser, will allow an Isser Misa B'dei Shemayim of Me'ila to be chal on the Isser Karis of Kachim. Titania, because the Brisa tells us as follows. Rebbe Omer, the Pasuk says when it comes to being Makti the Emurim of a Korban Shlamim on the Mizbeach, it says, Kol Chelev LaHashem, L'Rabos Emuri Kachim Kalim L'Me'ila. That this is Me'ila on Emuri Kachim Kalim. So from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev LaHashem, we learn that Chelev is included in Kachim Hashem that is subject to Mi'ila. Mi'ila Isser Misa. Mi'ila is an Isser Misa B'dei Shemayim, which is an Isser Kal. If you do B'shogeg, you're not Chayev Echatos. V'kachayil al Isser Chaylev, the Isser Karesu. And yet it's going to be Chal on the Isser Chaylev, which is an Isser Chamer, an Isser of Kares. But you're Chayev al Shigas Echatos by the Isser Chaylev. So Shema Minah, B'kachim Galikra. So you see that there must be a special Giloy in the Torah of the Pasuk that when it comes to Kachim, even we break the rules of Isser Chal Isser. Even in situations where one Isser would not be Chal on another Isser, when it comes to Kachim, everything is Chal. All the Yisurim are chal on each other. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. We brought all this in to explain the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. How could you say that according to Rabbi Shimon, the Isser Nosar is chal on the Isser of Olin, Vatanya, but we already have a Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Pigul Ba'olin, Ve'ein Nosar Be'olin. He says explicitly, there is no Nosar on Olin. So you see that even an Isser Chamur is not going to be chal on an Isser Kal, even by Kachim. Ela Tanoi he valid with Rabbi Shimon. It's a machlok Tanoi what Rabbi Shimon held. Digadamri Bekachim is Rechal Lisser, Vigadamri Bekachim Nami Enis Rechal Lisser. One sheet in Tanoim says that Rabbi Shimon maintained his position of Enis Rechal Lisser even in the world of Kachim, and the other one says that no, when it came to Kachim, he was moda that one Isser is Chal on another Isser. Ulamandir Bekachim Nami Enis Rechal Lisser, Kol Chel Vashem Ayavadai. Oh, but we had a pasuk that showed that Isser Chal Lisser by Kachim. We had the pasuk Kol Chel Vashem, so what are you going to do with that pasuk if you hold that even by kachim one isser is not chal on another isser? So he says mukim lei bevlade kachim. We'll establish that pasuk to be talking about vlados that come from mothers that are kodesh lemizbeach. Because some of vlade kachim bav yasin yukadoshim. This Tana holds that even though vlade kachim are not huktosh b'fnei atzmam, but the bav yasin in kadoshim, that they are kodosh already b'mei iman. Both Isurim of Chelev and Kachim are Chal Bevasachas, and in such a case, everyone would agree when it's Bevasachas that Isur would be Chalal Isur. So you're right. There is no exception to the rule of Enis or Chalal Isur for Kachim, according to Rabbi Shimon, but there is an exception. There is still the always existing exception to Isur Chalal Isur that when it's Bevasachas, you're going to have Isur Chalal Isur when two things happen, Bevasachas. So, okay, Hadron left Am Shechita. Let's begin the sixth parak of Maseches Krisa. So the sixth parak is going to talk about, it's going to start talking about a person who brings an Asham Tali or an Asham Vadai, and then he realizes that he didn't do the Avera. So what do you do with the Karban? Or you have a Shar that's Chayiv Skila, or an Egla that's brought La Arifa, and then you realize that there's no real need for this, that you're not really Chayiv in Egla Arufa, you're not really Chayiv in Shar Aniskal. So then the parak is going to move on to other things. Bring an Asham Tali Benadava, those who are Chayiv Chatal, and Hashamos that didn't get to bring it before Yom HaKippurim. So what happens when Yom HaKippurim comes? How does it affect the Chiyuvim and many other halachas as well? So first, Aaron Mishnah. Maybe Hashem Tali v'nod lo shlochata. Person is bringing a behemoth for an Hashem Tali, and then he realizes that he didn't do the Avera that he was Mesupuk he might have done. He thought he might have eaten Chaylev, so he's bringing an Hashem Tali, then he realizes, I didn't eat Chaylev, that was perfectly kosher meat that I ate. So im achlo nishchat, if he realizes this before he shechts the korban, yetziv yirbe'eder. Let the animal go and graze with the other behemos. It's totally mutter, it's chulin, it's fine. Divra meir. V'chamorim yirat sheyistay. No, it's not chulin. The hegdish of the animal is not batel. The kedush of the animal is not batel. But you can't be makrevit, so let it graze until it develops a mum. V'yimacher, then you sell it. V'yibludam of l'nedava. And you use the money for an olas nedava. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yikrav. No, bring the asham talui. She'im eino ba al chetzeh, hare ba al chetacher. That, yeah, okay, maybe you didn't do this Avera. You've done some Avera at some point. So over the course of your life, Mistama, there's a need for an Asham Talui at some point. So that's enough reason to continue to bring this Asham Talui once it's already Hukdash. So im Mishanishkat no delo, if you find out after you already shechted it, you realize that you didn't do the Avera, so you shafech hadam, take the dam and pour it into the Amas Hamayim in the Azara, v'abasa yetu the Beis HaSreifa, and you burn the basa together with the other Kapasla Karbanos. Nizra Kadam, if you already were Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeach, Ye Achel, then the Kohanim get to eat the Basar like a regular Asham Tali. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Adam Bekos, Yizorik Vabasar Yachel. Rabbi Yossi says even more than that, even if you have not yet been Zorik the Dam is just in the coast, and then you realize you didn't do the Avera, it's okay, you're far enough along in the process that you could just treat it like an Asham Tali, be Zorik the Dam, eat the Basar, and everything is fine. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, what if a person is bringing an Asham Vadai and he realizes that he didn't do an Avera? Asham Vadai ain't okay. The din is different when it comes to an Asham Vadai. In the sense that the Chum do not disagree. That if a person thought that he did an Avera and he's bringing an Asham Vadai and then he realizes he didn't do an Avera, Sa'ad Shalom Nishchat, if he realizes before he ever shechted it, so Yetzev Yer Be'eder. Everyone would agree, let it go and it's a regular chulin animal, it's fine. Misha Nishchat, if he realizes after he already shechted the animal, hareze yikover, then it should be buried. So the Gemara is going to explain why it's bekvura and not besreifa like the Asham Tali. Right, the Asham Tali we said you go burn it with the other pasul karbanos. Over here we say no, yikover nizrak hadam. If you already were zorik the dam and then you realize you didn't do the avera, habasar yetsa the beis hasreifa. Then the basar goes the beis hasreifa. It gets burnt. Yeah, the Rashi says this is a different Tana. The Tana that says that the Basar is Nisraf is not the Tana of the Reisha that says that if you realize that you didn't do the Avera before this week's Dam, that the Basar is Yikaver, because it doesn't make sense that in one situation you bury it and in the other situation you burn it. In either case, we're saying that the Basar is no good, so what do you do with the Basar? So you either bury it or you burn it. We'll have to see. We'll see in the Gemara. So the Mishnah explains what's the din of a Shar that's Chayev Skila, and then you realize that the Shar Niskal, that it wasn't really a shar niskal, that it's really potter. So shar niskal, you have a gemar din against the shar for a skila. They were made that that it would gore a Jewish person and killed him. So the halach is that it's chayiv in skila. So enochem, the din is going to be different than nashim tali in that the chachamim do not disagree. Ad shelo niskal yetevir be'eder. If before you ever gave the shar skila, you realize this shar is not chayiv skila, so it's fine. It's chulin. Misha niskal muter bana. After it already got skila, you're allowed to get hana like a regular shar that died. So like a regular shar, nevelas shar, you're allowed to get hana from it. Egla arufa enokin. When it comes to egla arufa, the din is different. So I guess this is still a dafyomi coincidence. Last week's parasha is egla arufa. So this it's different than Nashim Tali. The Chum do not disagree as far as egla arufa is concerned as well. If ad shelo nerfa, if you find the murderer before you do the egla arufa, and therefore you don't have to bring the egla arufa anymore because you found the guilty party, teitzei v'tira be'eder. So the egla arufa is chul and it's fine. Misha nerfa, if you already did the arufa of the egla to cover bimakoma, then you bury it in its place. It's asr ba'na, and the reason is shal safik ba'mitchila. The whole din of egla rufa was all based on a safik that who the rotzeach was. So at the time that you brought it and you were orif the egla, you didn't know who the rotzeach was. So it was it accomplished exactly what it was supposed to accomplish. It's supposed to hold you over until you find the rotzeach. So this was a perfect egla rufa. Kipras feka v'halchala. So the safek is now cleared up, and that's it. You did what you were supposed to do. It was mechaper on the safek for as long as the safek lasted. So now you know who the rotzeach is, but it's nevertheless going to be aser because it was nerfa kedin. So you had the regular case of egla rufa. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the gemara on the bottom of Chof Gimel on the base.